This is a dramatic reading of the NeoGaf post, Had Sex Last Night. Chapter 1. Yesterday was the big day. This was a huge moment in my life, and I want to share because this is the only forum I post at, and well, I just want to share. Everything you're about to read is true to the last detail. I'm not a troll poster. If anything, I'm too honest and give out too much pathetic info about myself. Anyway! So I had class in the first summer semester and made friends with a girl who was my lab partner. This has nothing to do with the other girl from when I made a thread a long time ago, if anyone remember. She's 22, like 5'3". Thick, as they say, but not fake thick, where girls just say that they're thick to cover up them being really overweight. She has brown hair, pretty big boobs, and a pretty good ass, but not a big bubble butt or anything. If someone were to post a thread about, let's say, for example, a teacher having sex with a student, and to pick was the teacher, most of the thread would probably do the South Park nice response, about a 7 or 8 out of 10. But I feel stupid using a scale like that because it's demeaning. I'm almost 30, about 6 foot, I don't know. My exact weight probably like 190. I've got a belly, some chub in my face, pretty good arms, the chest just... a little chub in my chest, kind of skinny legs. Top part of my bod is better. I'm overweight, but not obese. I've always thought I've had a pretty good face, which is why I've never given up hope of dating hot chicks. There's just some chub in it because I'm overweight and makes it look more plump than it should be. I'd post my pic, but I've said too much stupid shit here, especially at Rasselgaff. Chapter 2. Random paragraph break. So we kept in touch after class via text. She would even send me a, "Hey, what's up?" out of the blue. Not part of a conversation. With the cerebral assassin that I am, that got me thinking that something was afoot. So I began testing her with silly sexual innuendos and jokes. She laughed and seemed to like it. Then a couple of weeks ago, she initiated the sexual innuendo, which was a big thing. That's when I asked her out, basically, if she wanted to hang out. She said yes, and so I told her I couldn't last weekend, but this weekend I could. I wasn't busy last weekend, of course. I was just a bit scared, because it was just a few days away. So anyway, our texts started getting more and more sexual as the days went by. From asking questions about what we each like, I pretended I wasn't a virgin, obviously, to full-blown sexting by the end. A lot of it was pretty raunchy, like hardcore stuff. She would use words like slamming and pounding and so forth. Very erotic. Every time I'd mention my rock-hard cock in a sentence, she seemed to really respond to it because she would mention it in her responses after and it would get more and more erotic. So we did that a while, and finally I set a date last night. We went out for dinner and had a fun time. I was able to hold a conversation and make her laugh and not be too self-depreciating, which I always had a problem with in the past. Well, it worked, and we went to a bar after, had drinks. She is a college student, 22 years old, and lives in a dorm. So when we went back there to the parking lot and started kissing near the entrance, I said, "Well, I had a great night and can't wait to see you again." I originally picked her up at the dorm. She looked at me like I was nuts and said, "Don't you want to come inside?" I didn't expect that, because I'm bad at catching signals. Obviously, I said yes and we went upstairs. She had a roommate, but she wasn't there. Chapter 3. Okay, this is becoming way too long, so I'm going to try to cut to the chase. She put on some music and dimmed the lights, and we started kissing while standing up. I moved my hand down to her ass, and she didn't care or tried to move it back up. It got more passionate, and I laid down on the bed. We started groping each other, and I pulled off her shirt so it was just her bra. I kissed her stomach and bra, and then unbuttoned her pants, and she didn't care. This was the night. I took her pants off, and she took my shirt off. I still had my pants on because I'm a dork. I moved her body pretty forcefully so her legs were extended from the side of the bed, like they weren't on my shoulders yet, but were around there. I started kissing and licking her inner thighs near her hoo-ha. Girlikin is so soft, it's unbelievable. I looked up and told her how soft it is, and asked her about it, like she used a special lotion or something. She laughed, and I'm so cute. I eventually started sliding her panties down. It was a thong. First time seeing a vagina that up close. She was clean-shaven. I started kissing it and licking it and doing both to the top part. Then I put my finger inside her and slowly fingered her. Then that went on for a minute. Then I put my middle finger inside her too and I went faster with the fingering. During this whole time, I'm still kissing, licking, sucking. All of this was basically what she described to me in the sexts. It was really wet in there and pretty tight. Kind of like the inside of your mouth, but way more wet and slippery, and more tighter than your mouth cheeks, which are more elastic. Anyway, she responded well to all this, was making moans. I didn't know if they were fake, and I didn't really care. Eventually, I stopped and got up and laid down on the bed the same way she did, like on the side. She went down to the ground, unbuttoned my jeans, and pulled them down. I wasn't fully hard yet, which was pretty surprising to me. I had trimmed everything down there earlier in the day. She started stroking it and then eventually put it in her mouth and started to blow me. I couldn't really get hard. I was laying on the bed looking at the ceiling, kind of. Then I got up halfway and started looking at her sucking my cock, and that's when I got really hard. She went all the way down to the bottom of the shaft, played with the head a lot. It felt pretty good. Wasn't some magical shit or anything. It just felt like somebody's mouth was on my penis sucking it up and down. It wasn't a mind-blowing experience, but felt pretty good. I could tell she was good at it with the stuff she did, so that couldn't have been it. Chapter 4. Eventually, I pulled her arms toward me to signal her to stop. I was naked. She just had her bra still on. I laid down on the bed and she straddled me. She leaned over and we started kissing. Then I ran my hands all over her back and ass, which she seemed to really like. Said I had really soft hands. That was surprising because I always thought they were dry and never used moisturizer. I took her bra off. I just slid the two straps down and she unbuckled it, thank God. At this point, we're really making out, and I have my hands all over her. I push her back a bit and hold my dick in my hand and look at her, and she looks at me and lifted one of her legs up a little. My hand was still on my dick, just making sure it was standing straight up, and she guided it into her pussy on it all the way. Getting inside was a little resistance in the beginning, then it just sank in all the way, and she moaned, and so did I, but not as loud. She was on the pill. She actually asked me if I had any STDs, and I said no. I know it's not safe, but I don't really care. She was a clean-looking girl and very intelligent, much smarter than me. I always wanted my first time to be without a condom. So it's in, and she starts grinding on it, not moving up and down yet. Eventually, she starts going up and down. Pussy feels better than her mouth to me. It's more wet, warmer, tighter, and slippery feeling. But it's not an earth-shattering experience or anything, which was a bit disappointing to me. This goes on for a bit, and I have my hands holding her ass, and then start moving it up and down with my hands and kind of lifting my body up when she's coming down, so there's a big impact. She seemed to like that. We did this for a few minutes, and then I moved her off and laid her on the bed and got on top of her. I know girls like guy takes control and not ass wants me to get on top now, but instead just picking her up and does it without asking. Just from reading over the years, I at least know stuff like this. Chapter 5. So anyway, we're kissing, and I'm on top of her, and her legs are around my waist. I stop kissing and get up a little and try to stick my dick in, and like I couldn't do it. Maybe I had a bad angle or something, but I just couldn't get it back there. She said it was okay, and she got back on top. So we were going at it some more with her on top, and eventually I'm about to come. And I tell her, and that she gets me off real quick and puts her mouth on it. I was already coming a bit before she put her mouth on it. Here's the strange part. I cummed, but I could barely feel it. if I didn't see jizz in the outside of her mouth, I might not have even known I orgasmed. You know the spasming part when you jerk off? That wasn't there at all. Or if it was, it was incredibly faint. What the fuck? I'm not kidding you when I say I jerked off to random porn. Hell, even just laying in bed in the dark and only my imagination, I've had 10 times better orgasms. They felt so much better. They had the spasms, and they had that big rush in the beginning that feels so good, so what the fuck? I felt it, but there were just no spasms, and the rush was barely there. What the hell happened? Someone tell me I'm not crazy! Is it because when you're jerking off, there's so much more hard friction with your hand than with a pussy, which is super wet and slippery feeling? What the hell? So we cuddled after, listened to music, and I put my clothes back on and left. With the way she hugged me after I left, it was like an extra long hug that she initiated. I could tell she at least wanted to go out again. So that was nice. Chapter 6. Too long didn't read. I'm not doing a too long didn't read. This was one of the biggest moments of my life, so you can either read it or not. I don't expect anyone to fully read it. But I wanted to share regardless. I love Gaff, and my fave threads are the ones where people share personal stories. And this is mine.